Okay, good morning. We are starting Yoredeya, Siman Samechet. We're continuing with Seif Tet. So the Siman of removing the hair. Tet. Mutar limlog tarnagolet beremetz perush efer ham. So we want to heat up the chicken, for example. You put it on hot coals, hot ashes, in order to just heat it up, burn a little bit, so that you can take the feathers off. In the fire. You just want to wave it in the fire. But it's important that when you're going to do this, you wash off and rinse the neck really well from all of the dam that's there. All of the blood. Or any blood on the animal, you need to remove the blood before you do this process. Okay, the imhi, here, just point out that the whole process of tzli, to kosher the meat, it's probably obvious to you, but the blood that's inside of the basar, the roasting, the tzli, will draw it out and remove it. That's what you want. But if you have any actual blood that's already dam shepirish, that's sitting on top of the animal, if you heat it up, what the blood can do is it can actually put it inside. So the blood heat can either pull it out or put it inside. So any dam that's, right, anytime doing melicha and tzli, I got to remove any of the dam that's on the item before you do it. V'im hila kaderi zar shalei shayinu kol kach ba'esh kadei shuchal. And you have to make sure that if you're going to do this process before melicha, you want to make sure that you don't leave it in there long enough that it'll heat up the chalev. You just want to wave it there. Just you're right. Halev. Thank you. Halev v'akave lichamem ulahaflit. Okay. Same idea. We're talking about a case when it's attached or right there. But the idea is, just make sure, like, you know, you can wave, we had this idea, we learned this already, you can wave your finger through fire and it's not going to heat up the item. He's just telling you, make sure whatever you're doing, whether you're putting it...
But you wouldn't leave it like that.
Right.
You roast the chicken.
No, you're just dipping it in real quick. This is all, you just dip it in the hot water or you wave it through the fire just long enough that the hair comes out, but not that any of the insides get warmed up. Okay, haga. V'lo nahagu akshav limlo klal beremetz afilo tarnagolet. And we don't do this in remetz, in hot coals. Miyo im avar v'asel ba'of harosh kulo aser v'asha'ar mutter. But if you did it, then you put it into the remetz, so then we say the entire rosh is aser and everything else is mutter. V'behema lo ne'esar harosh kulo rak hakrum v'hamoach. And when it comes to an animal, it's the inside of the brain and the membrane that's the problem. But what's on the outside, on the face, that's okay. Yimlo nicho ala beit hashchita o anechirav v'lo datz be'midi. Unless, of course, you did it correctly. We learned this already. I don't want to repeat again, but you place it there. I don't know the exact. You stuck something there. So then, as long as you make sure that it's on heat and it's able to drain out, so then, of course, the brain is also going to be okay. V'im lo yediach beit hashchita, if you didn't rinse the beit hashchita, the neck, or sha'ar dam be'en, she'alav, or any other dam that's on there, so then, tzarich lito. O liklof hadam makom hadam v'ashar shari. If you made a mistake and you did it with the item with the blood that's there, so then you either need to do kedei netila or kedei klipa, preferably netila, which is that's the width of your thumb, which is 2 centimeters generally speaking, or it could be more, right? Different opinions. Or the minimum, as the Shach puts it, or it's better if you want to be machmer to do little, that amount, kedei netila. But if you don't feel like being so machmer, that's okay too. You just have to remove kedei klipa. That's the minimum amount. A very thin layer. So the halacha is... Right. Unless, of course, you think the dam is much deeper, then you have to go from wherever the dam is, that you have to go kedei klipa. Right. So according to the shach, minimum, you have to do kedei klipa. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, it could be you don't even have to. That's right, the Madanei Shulchan writes. And that's if you do tzli, you don't even have to. Right. So we'll get to the details of when you have to do tzli, kedei klipa, or nothing, or netila. That's more for later on. Okay. Let's go to Yud. Eim hogin gedim tulim ve'ofos b'kli rishon. Okay, we know kli rishon is mevashel. Here, and we'll get to that part afterwards. So ele im kein nikar et hachelev u malcham. So you don't do, you don't dip it in hot water in a kli rishon. Kli rishon is either the first pot that's on the fire or the first pot with the hot water that's off. You remove that pot, it's still yatzeletipo, and you remove it from the fire. Either way, it's a kli rishon, and so you cannot do it. You can't dunk it in there and leave it in there because you have, unless you first remove the chalev and you salted it. You also don't want to pour onto it with a kli from an iroi kli rishon, because it's also mevashel kedei klipa. Now, if you did pour on it, let's say on the chicken, and you pour it on it, then you have to remove kedei klipa, or just remove the skin, because with the skin you'll be that's what the hot water touched, and that would be enough. That's more. That's thicker than a klipa. Yes, it's definitely thicker than a klipa, and that suffices. Now we're talking about if the animal is the bird is, let's say, upside down, or on its sideways, so that when you pour the hot water, immediately the hot water, the iroi kli rishon, is touching the skin, and so then it helps remove part of the feathers and the hair and stuff you don't want, but it's also touching the chelev or dam that wasn't removed or kashered yet. So v'im rosh ha'of lamala, but if you turn the body where, depends how the body's oriented, because when you have a chicken and if it's hanging with the head upwards and the feet downwards, so the feathers are basically protecting and covering the entire body. If you turn it on its side or upside down, then the skin of the chicken is all exposed. So that's the chiluk over here. If it's upside down or on sideways, you have a problem. If its head is up and the water is going from up down, so it's hitting the feathers before it hits any of the skin or chelev or dam, so then it's not a problem. V'im rosh ha'of lamala k'shem na'are alav, when you pour on it, so then ein tzarich klipa, you don't even need to do a klipa at all. And Shach just points out, though, if you're going to keep pouring more and more in hot water more than once, then as you keep pouring hot water, some of the feathers or hair, that's the whole purpose, are going to start disappearing. And then you're going to end up putting it on the skin. Whatever, just... Okay, just watch what you're doing. Haga, v'lo mikre ilei ela keshelo pasak ha'kiluach mikri rishon. And Ramah reminds us that we only call iroi kli rishon, it's only a problem if it's the flow of water is still touching and attached to the boiling hot cup. When it reaches the bottom. But if you like pour it and it pours out and splashes, and it's not a continuum from the entire flow into the kli rishon, then that's not called an iroi kli rishon. That's then that's called that's not called iroi kli rishon. That's called kli sheni.
It's not
on the ish. We're not on the ish. We're not talking about on the ish. The fire, the water was boiled on the fire. You remove it, and then now you're you're turning the pot sideways to pour water out. So if it's a continuous flow from the chicken all the way to the water in the pot with no break whatsoever, that's Iroi Kli Rishon. And that's the same for Hilchos Shabbos and for these issues. Here, I'll just mention now, because I mentioned Shabbos, there happens to be a Machloket Rishonim, just if it's analogous or not. The halachos of Iroi being Mevasha, so we learned that by Hilchos Shabbos. Is it exactly the same over here? So it's a Machloket Rishonim. The Ran says it's not exactly the same. It's a little more chamor. I guess we'll have to see how it follows inside. But it's a little more chamor when it comes to Arovis. Because it's possible for it to be hot enough just to transfer taste, but it's not, doesn't mean it's hot enough to cook. So whatever, just leave that as a question. Aval, im pasak kvar, lo mikre ilay ve'eina oser. Once it's not continuous, it doesn't make it oser, it's a klisheni. And klisheni, we know, is eino mevasho. So let's get into klisheni. Yud Aleph, afilo b'klisheni yesh omrim shalo yimlog v'yimalag mutter. There is an opinion that as long as it's hot, yad seledet bo, it's, Shach points out, it's the Rashba, that even in a klisheni, it does transfer heat, and it does make it a problem, but the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch is, it seems to be that you should be choshesh lechatchila if you can, for the Rashba, but if you didn't, it's still kosher. Didn't create a problem by the Yavid. Haga, the Kayamalan, klisheni, einum bevasha. We hold, the halacha is clear, we hold mikar adin, a klisheni is definitely not mevasha, doesn't cook, and it doesn't transfer heat as well. Afilu hayad seledipo, even if a klisheni is yad seledipo, b'dyevet shari. And so therefore, in a case of b'dyevet, we're always mekel, aval lechatchila aser. Lechatchila we should be machmer like the Rashba when you can, v'lechinagu, v'eilu amedino shelo limlog shum davar rak achar malicha. So the minhag is we only remove the feathers with heat after we do melicha. Miu.
How does that work?
You
still got the skin on it?
So the skin is not a problem that we learned. The bigger feathers are a problem. So I'm not sure exactly what they do nowadays. I know there is a process of spinning the chickens to remove hair. So that I've seen. But I'm not sure what's generally done. Good question. Mihu, l'kavod orchim o l'tzorach Shabbos, mutter l'niach b'klisheni afil l'chatchila. So mikar adin l'chatchila, even you're allowed to put it in hot yad seledet bo klisheni when you're in a hurry. You got to get these feathers off quickly and you got to start cooking. It's almost Shabbos and your guests are waiting. Guests are waiting for you is tircha, the tzibur. On some level, I'm not saying it has the same exact principle. I'm just saying though, making guests wait is also making people wait, an important thing not to avoid. So mutar laniach b'klisheni afil lechatchila chaticha melea kerach v'kafur kedei lemaher melichato. Let's say you have a piece of meat and it's frozen or has lots of ice on it. You can't kosher with when it's frozen. So if you're in a hurry, you're allowed to even put it into a klisheni that's hot. V'tov lizar lechatchila, but really, it's better to make sure it's not yet seledet bo. It should be klisheni. We're talking about klisheni.
Where's the extra heter for kvar? You're allowed to do that instead. You're allowed to put it into
lechatchila, you never want to put it in klish. You're allowed to mikardin lechatchila, put it in a klisheni, even if it's yad seledet bo. But really, that's not the best way to do it. One should definitely make it less than yad seledet bo, unless, of course, you have no choice. You're in a hurry, and this is the only water you have. I don't know. It's too hard to cool down, or you need it to thaw and get rid of the ice quickly. V'tov lizar lechatchila. It's only lechatchila lizar. Shelo lanichu rak b'mayim she'en yad seledet bohem. Ve'ein chiluk bein kli cheres o kli nechoshes o shar keli ni'inyan kli sheni. So, okay. Doesn't matter what material the pot is, it's a kli sheni, it's mutter. Yud bet. Im malag goy o shivcha shebebet Yisrael, ofot velora Yisrael, im bekli rishon o bekli sheni. So let's say you have someone who works for you, non-Jewish, and they got rid of the feathers for you, and you don't know if they did it in a kli rishon or a kli sheni. One could be aser, make it aser completely. One could be 100% mutter. Im agoy yodea betiv yehudim veisham na'ar or na'ara sheyodim betiv inyan mutter. So the lacha is, even if you only have ketanim in your house, and they're the only ones who are watching, because the goy knows, you taught him well how to do it, and he's afraid, or maybe you have cameras, you have your ketanim, and it doesn't have to be a gadol, just anyone who, there's mirtat. Once there's a mirtat, there's a fear, if he does it wrong, he's going to get fired or get in trouble. So therefore, you can rely that he did it correctly in a kli sheni. Okay, Yud Gimel. Tarnagolot shenim lagu yachad b'kli sheni v'nimtzet achat mehen treifa lo ne'asru ha'achirot. If you have a bunch of chickens and you did them in the kli sheni, and you find out, basically anytime they get mixed, it just means they get mixed up, or you did meliga together, and then you find out after the fact that one of them is a treifa, so you go batel barov lo ne'asru ha'achirot, they're all mutter. Okay, yudalet. Ma'im shemalgo behem. What happens with this water? Okay, we learned about doing meliga. You soak them in hot water, and right, if you did melicha first, which is lechatchila, the Rama writes, so then there's no question over here. It's 100% kosher. You salted it, you got rid of the dam, and now you can do meliga, soak in hot water, and it might be disgusting, but technically you could even drink the water if it's not baal teshaksu for you. So what do you do with this water? He says, however, so now we're talking about in the Dalit, you didn't do melicha first, right? So now there's some blood in there. Yesh lizar shelo lachzir al me'articham kedei limlog behem shenit. You shouldn't reheat and reuse this water. O kedei lahadiach behem ke'arot. It's just a chumrah. It's not mikar adin, so it's not, you know, it's not going to, based on halachos and klalim, it won't add up a little bit. But it means just don't reuse it because there might be some blood in there, make some issues. Or even to wash your dishes with it. You shouldn't be using this water to wash your dishes. Even if the water cooled down. You don't want to waste the water. You want to use it for meliga. Now you want to use it, it's cold. You want to use it to wash your dishes that are cold. Mikar din, there's certainly no problem, but that is the minhag. All right, same thing by the Madanei Shulchan, he pointed out Ashkenazim and Sephardim the same. Don't use it.
One chicken after the next in the
same water. Is that correct? You can't heat it up. Can't heat it up and use the water. I don't know. It's a good question. Good question. Tetvav. Seif Tetvav. Im nimlaga tarnagolet bekli sheni b'machavat cholevet. Now you have a milchik pot and you do it. You do meliga in a kli sheni, in a milchik pot. Afilu hi bat yoma, hakli v'atarnegolet mutarim. So even though it's a bat yoma, right, we're talking about chicken, right, or meat, it's basar. The pot is milchik, and even though it's a bat yoma, hakli v'atarnegolet mutarim im iro yamayim techila. So that's because the water went in there, it's iroi kli rishon, that really is a kli sheni. Again, we don't do this lechatchila, but this is the mikar din halacha. Aval, let me finish reading so you'll understand. Aval im yirimayim ala tarnagolet im arosh lemata. No. Actually, let me stop here. So the kli is okay because you poured in the water onto the chicken first, and so when the water hit the pot, it was a kli sheni. Or you have clean water and you put it into the pot. So when the pot becomes a kli sheni. So that's why there's no real issues, technical issues of basar b'challah. And now, the continuation of the halacha is actually a repeat of Se'if Aleph. And Se'if Aleph, he said it was aser, but now let's read. What's he about to say over here? It could be he changed his mind. Aval, the Shulchan Aruch reads, Im iri mayim ala tanagot im arosh lamata. Now what happens if the chicken is upside down? So when you pour the hot water on the feathers and you pour it, and so it's going to touch the skin first. So here he writes, Yeshmi she'oser v'yeshmi shematir. So some say it's Aser, that's the Rashbam. Some say it's Mutter, that's Rabbeinu Tam. And
so this case that there's a machlokas, it's Iroi from a Kli Rishon onto the chicken and collected into this
machlokas. It's Iroi Kli Rishon onto the chicken, straight onto the skin of the chicken.
It's Kli Sheni, which is Melchek.
And it's in the Kli Sheni, which is Melchek. So the pot is not going to be an issue, because by the time it reaches the pot, it's already a cliche. The issue is, what about the chicken itself on the skin? So on Seif Yud, we learned it became Aser. Here he writes, Yesh V'yesh, and the second opinion is Leheter. So there's two ways to understand the Shulchan Aruch. The Kaf HaChaim says the Shulchan Aruch's real opinion is that it's Aser, because Yud was like the Stam, and this is like the Yesh Omrim. And the Shah holds, and the Taz holds, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, he's relying on this halacha. Before he introduced you to the halacha, and now he's giving you his conclusion, Yesh v'yesh, halacha ke'batra, like the second opinion, and therefore the second opinion says it's mutter. I'll just mention the Chacham HaSadam, and Ma'an Dinei Shulchan says, v'hefsed meruba, you could definitely be mekel. But it's a machloket achronim, exactly how to deal with it. I just want to start a little bit, real quick, on Melicha. We're going to just do at least maybe an intro to Melicha. Siman Samech Tet. Siman Samech Tet. Dine Melicha V'Hadacha. So I just want to point out, if you look in the Pri Megadim, he points out an important chiluk on how the whole process of salting works. What does it do? So according to the Ra'ah, it doesn't pull out all the blood. It only pulls out the surface or the outer part of the blood that's in the muscle or the organ. And whatever deeper inside will either stay inside, and if you cook with it with hot water, it'll have a din of chalita, and it keeps it in there. So that's something to think about. The Rashba, and that's the halacha according to the Pri Megadim and the Levush, and that's what's assumed, is that the Rashba holds, no, whenever you salt it or roast it, you are actually removing all of the blood. And anything else that comes out, even if it's red, it has a din of mohel and it's mutter. So so it doesn't matter. So anyways, you cut it open. Whatever you do with it, halachically we treat it like all the blood is removed. Now, let's read the beginning of Aleph. He says, Tzarech ladiach habasar kodem melicha. Before the melicha process, how do you start the melicha process? It's not by putting salt on it. You have to first rinse it. And we're going to see you rinse it and then you soak it. You rinse it well to rub off. You have to rub off all of the blood and anything that's in the way that's going to prevent the salt from reaching the meat. And then, so we learned the process. We have it on video. We rinse it once really well. You rub it off. Then you let it soak. That's the minhag. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to. The Ramah, you do. And that's the minhag for most Sephardim and all Ashkenazim is lechatchila. You let it soak for 30 minutes, and then you start the salting process, which we'll get to. So just to point out there, it depends how you break it up, but why do you have to rinse it first or soak it first? So in a nutshell, it's in order to make it possible for the blood, for the salt, to remove all the blood that's aser and make it kosher to eat. That's obvious. But to break it down a little bit technical, so there's, depends how you break it up, but there's about six different reasons in the Rishonim or Acharonim why you need to first rinse it. So one of them is because you have to remove all the blood that's on there, because if you kosher it, you put the salt on, while there's still blood on top of the animal, on top of the meat, well, that blood is dam shapirish, it's an iser lav, and therefore, what could happen is you're going to put salt on there, and it's going to actually push some of that blood inside to the meat. So that's one problem. Another reason for this process, another reason I've shown him, is that you have to soften the meat. And the water will soften the meat. It can't be too hard and dry. Otherwise, the salt won't be able to penetrate and pull it out. Another reason is, if you have anything there, it'll act as a barrier between the salt and the meat. So in order for it to work, you have to remove any of the dung or any dirt that's there in order to let the salt penetrate. Another opinion is because if the dung gets filled up with blood that's on the meat, if you don't wash it off, then that will, you have to remove the blood from the animal, so that from the meat, so that when you put the salt on there, the salt doesn't get saturated from the blood that's on the surface, and then now doesn't have enough strength to keep going inside to pull it out. Another reason is given because otherwise the salt won't sufficiently stick to the meat. It'll just fall off too easily. And another reason is, in order for salt to have its full potential of power to pull out the meat, it just needs it needs moisture, exactly. It just needs to be moist. Okay, should we stop or finish the stop? Okay. All right.